If you would please stand and face the flag, we'll be led in the pledge by Carla Borchard.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll take it at your word, Noah, that you were standing and facing the flag.
Yes.
Okay. We want to finish at 5:50 so they can set up for the Planning Commission to start at 6. So we'll split that time between us and you, and we'll limit public comment to 25 minutes, which should be plenty of time. But if everybody talks 3 minutes, we may bump into that. So 5:32-ish, I'm going to close it to public, and we'll get it started. This is public comment. Step right up. Don't be shy. Hi, Joan. If you just stay a little.
Good evening. Good evening, Mayor and City Council. My name is Joan Solu, and I'm your Morro Bay Tourism Bureau Board President. And I'd just like to announce today the selection of Karen Moss as our inaugural Director of Tourism. We're ecstatic to have Ms. Moss, an award-winning tourism marketing, public relations, and economic development professional, join our team. She's relocating back to California, where her family roots are, from North Carolina. And she's just served as an executive director of a regional tourism marketing agency representing 6 counties in the Blue Ridge Mountains. In that capacity, she created co-op marketing campaigns for a 500-member hospitality organization and served on the Blue Ridge Parkway Association, helping to promote their 75th anniversary of their iconic parkway. We have a 50th anniversary coming up. Karen's career spans 30 years and has a wide range of corporate and nonprofit association leadership. She served as marketing consultant to the downtown revitalization and Main Street programs throughout California and North Carolina. We are thrilled that she has agreed to join us, and she's an excellent choice to build upon the record tourism success that Morro Bay has experienced over the past 2 years. With Karen at the helm, we believe the upward economic momentum will significantly thrive as visitors discover our scenic California coastal town and they discover their better nature here. And this is Karen.
Thank you. Mayor and City Council, it's a pleasure to be here. I consider it a career best to live in such a beautiful place and to direct your tourism efforts. So I look forward to getting to know all of you and learning about your beautiful city. So thank you very much.
Great. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you.
Hi, Gary.
Hello, Gary Johnson, a resident of Morro Bay. First, I want to thank the Armed Forces veterans for keeping us safe and allows me to have my First Amendment rights to speak. I really love Morro Bay, but I want to share a little letter that was put out by Linda Steggy about how bad this mayor and city council members leaving office have been for the last 4 years. And I want them to say that, quote, we will dump the other 2 city council members in 2 years. Really nice. God, I can't believe it. It is my opinion that I find the letters very amusing, and what do you expect from this kind of person with a poison pen? Also, it was not a really a landslide victory for the mayor, as she said. 49% of the people who voted for the mayor, there were 3 other candidates. So it is my opinion that if one person of the 3 ran for mayor, the results may have been different. Well, I want to thank Bill Yates and Carl Borchard for serving our community. Go to fogcutternews.org to view the last 4 years of this accomplishments as this city council has done for the citizens of Morro Bay, and there are many, many there to read. Change the subject. There are several city groups in our town I'd like to thank. Fire Department, Police Department, Harbor Patrol Department, and the Morro Bay Coast Guard. What I'm about to say isn't about me, but why Morro Bay is such a great place to live. I'm 75 years old. I had my first serious accident. I slid down the outside steps, slid down the steps into the gas meter. I thought at first my skull was cracked. I yelled, Nancy, call 911. The firemen, policemen, and paramedics were there in minutes. Steve Knuckles and the other firemen, who I have great respect as friends and being firemen, One of the first questions Steve asked was, what prescriptions do you take, and are you allergic to any medicines? Very, very important. I had the list in my house and also list in my cars. After they checked me out, I went by the paramedics to Sierra Vista Hospital. Finally, I like I said, this isn't about me, but how this community takes care of their own. So again, I would like to thank the fire department.
It's a very important decision that you're making tonight, which is to continue an outfall lease of a power plant that has seen its last days. I'm disappointed that no real effort was made to inform the public that you're doing this, why you're doing it, and how you're doing it. In my opinion, and I don't mean to cast aspersions upon anybody, but in my opinion, this is an end run around the will of the people. Last June, we had an election, and it was quite obvious to me that a philosophical change politically has taken place in our community, a change that I don't think would be approving this outfall lease as it's being presented. I don't understand why, after a year or so, or years of getting $750,000 a year, we're now only going to get $260,000. Dynergy says they're willing to pay $800,000, but not until 2014. They're giving us a couple of acres of useless land to them in lieu of getting another $500,000 in our payment, which comes out to about $250,000 an acre. That's awfully high. Also, again, I forgot where I was going. I'm doing that quite often lately. But anyway, I'm opposed to this outfall lease as it's written. And I think you should be too. It does not benefit the city of Morro Bay. It benefits Dynergy. And we need all the money that we can get. $260,000 a year is very, very low and very cheap. So reconsider, and I hope you find it the wisdom to deny this approval. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roger. Hello, Melody.
My name is Melody DeMerritt. I guess you're keeping a record of people appearing here tonight. Former city council member, former member of CAPE. As a member of CAPE for 5 or 6 years, I know what power plants do to human beings and what they do to their fisheries, what they do to our estuary. As a member of the city council, I know the outfall lease inside and out and voted against it when I was on council. On council, I was a member of the New Futures Committee, so I'm well aware that this is property that could enhance this town, could beautify this town, that could enhance our revenue stream, could bring tourists here, the new tourist ladies here tonight. But instead, you want to sign a new outfall lease with a company that's pretty much given up its hands on this place. It's a defunct power plant, a no-brainer place. It is not in keeping with state policy on once-through cooling. It's not in keeping with the new wave of technology. I mean, new technology has better ways of creating power than to simply run a once-through cooling plant down here. It's not a good business deal for the city of Morro Bay. This is not a good meeting. It wasn't noticed soon enough. You've shoved it in before the Planning Commission, and then you sat there and allowed other people to talk about other subjects. And you're going to limit us to talking? I would urge you to vote against it. My suspicions are you'll vote for it. Sorry, Noah, again. I think that this meeting tonight is the final really good reason the new council needs to get rid of the primary, because the damage you have done as a lame duck council is almost incomprehensible. I would suggest to this city attorney, if he can do something, because what people don't understand in this town is it only takes 3 of you to vote and he doesn't have a job anymore, so you can boss him around all you like. But I would suggest that Noah please ask if Noah really is there, or if Noah even knew about this meeting. What time is it in Hawaii? That Noah at least ask about the right of rescission for the new council that will be sworn in next week. Is there a right of rescission in this outfall lease so that they can take it away, the one last dumb thing you guys have done?
Thank you so much, Melody, for those kind words. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Henrietta Groot. I live in Los Osos. I was president of CAPE during the difficult period that we were struggling with Duke's so-called renewal of the plant. First, though, I want to commend the people of Morro Bay and the city council for the stand they took on the seismic testing project that PG&E had. Very rightly, you decided that that was not good for realize that there may be voices somewhere raised as to the legality of this. It doesn't seem right to me for sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Henrietta. Hi.
Good evening. My name is Barbara Dorr. I live in Morro Bay. Your actions tonight will approve a new outfall lease, but more important, make amendments to the 2004 plant modernization agreement with Dynegy. It appears that you, the mayor and city council, and sorry to say, you might want to pass it on to the staff, Mr. Mayor, but the staff has also failed this community by attempting to, by pushing this action fast without adequate study, public input, without regard for future land use decisions and dedications necessary for the future development of the closed power plant site, seemingly to avoid the new mayor and city council and current and future commissioners. I've been a mayor, I've been on a council, I've gone through a number of transitions, I've played the role of staff for a number of years. Staff provides continuity, they provide stability. And I may not have liked what they always did as an elected official, but that transition from the old council to the new council, the old mayor to the new mayor, is in the hands of city staff. And tonight's action is in my, I'll just say, I am so disappointed that I, just extremely disappointed in the administration, in the city, and the elected officials. You have also betrayed the residents of Morro Bay in favor of Dynegy. I have expressed my disappointment. The amendments also include some real estate transactions, acquisitions, such as a 10-year lease for Lila Kaiser Park, not ownership by the city, to protect this park for our children. There's going to be a swimming pool at the other playfield. We will have no parks. And acquisition of a waterfront parcel for the Maritime Museum. That's wonderful. But what about the legal process? You and city staff have bypassed review and approval of the Planning Commission, Parks Commission, Public Works Commission because of the funds going to the fire department for all these decisions that you're making tonight. The lease extends to 2017. This is beyond the date anticipated for closure due to the once through cooling rules, damaging our marine environment, taking that away from our children too. The agreement amendment does not get the CDF fire funds until 2014, the development funds. It doesn't get fire funds, only $40,000. What, does that pay for half an employee in the fire protection funds until 2014? And $35,000 for future land use planning, which requires the cooperation of the city with Dynegy and working together. What if there's an impasse? What if the city doesn't like what they do? What if the police powers that have been granted and the planning right that have been granted to cities, if there's a problem? Future dedications for the land use.
Thank you, Barbara.
For that site.
Thank you,
critical.
Barbara.
Parks and trails.
Thank you, Barbara.
And you should rewrite the section and require the $35,000 be provided immediately without any strings, without any conditions.
Thank you for your cooperation.
The agreement
please
calls. Thank
please
you.
Take
I
thank
no
you.
Pleases.
Thank you. Who would like to go next? Hi, Julie.
Good evening. My name is Julie Tacker, and I live in Baywood Park. Emphasis on Bay. Morro Bay is shared by my community and yours. I do feel slighted by the quick notice of this meeting, and I think with a little more notice, a little more education, you would have more concerned citizens from across the bay where the impacts of that plant are felt every day. We have health issues, and that is our estuary too. First, I would ask that you terminate the lease. If you can't do that, recognize that you did have a referendum and your community has elected a new body to represent them. If it's about money, I would ask that your community reconsider a look at CAL FIRE. CAL FIRE was the best cost-saving measure our community ever took. And we have been very happy and have the highest level of service, I believe, on the Central Coast. I will be brief in that I just think that this has come about very, very much too fast, and agree that your stance on the seismic testing was right on point, and I support you for that. But this is the same impacts. It's the marine environment. And I hope you take that into consideration when you make your decision tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Hi, Mandy.
Start over with a new document. You didn't. You're amending a document that in itself says it can't be amended. Are you breaking your own contract? It's hard to be a good citizen when you've got about a day and a half to master a whole lot of stuff that's fairly technical. So think about that when you decide what you're going to do, please.
Thank you, Linda. Hi, Mandy.
Good evening. The very first words out of my mouth would be thank you very much for taking the strong stance that you have and opposing seismic testing.
And the next thing will be your name.
My name, you already said my name. It's Mandy Davis. Formerly with CAPE, actually still with CAPE, I would have to say, and Coast Alliance. But thank you very much. You know, you really took a precedent-setting stance on something that's really, really important. And because of that precedent-setting stance, we have obtained a precedent-setting decision by the California Coastal Commission. It is something that is going to quite literally change the face of marine environments because that precedent had to be set. And because you were so far-seeing in this and because of your care for the marine environment, it would be my anticipation, not just my anticipation, but my expectation that you would in turn make the same kinds of decisions as it relates to the outfall lease. We have been dealing with this for a long time. We all know the impacts of once through cooling. And we all know that the outfall lease or a continuation of or signing of the outfall lease is going to be necessary for Dynegy to continue to run for as long as they can. Once through cooling, just like seismic testing, destroys the base of our food chain, of the food chain of the marine environment. And the entire environment is dependent upon that. But what everybody seems to be forgetting is that our lifeblood of this community is that estuary. And what we are doing with Once Through Cooling is killing that lifeblood. You are responsible for making choices about this. You've already shown that you care about our marine environment and you care about the fisheries, which this will very definitely affect. So I ask for you to please, this is in an inappropriate document, as this lady has said. It is something that you've added addenda onto that should not have been. I would ask that at the very least, this be tabled and everybody, number one, put together a document that's legal and that is appropriate. And then all of the investigative information that needs to come out to the public, do so. It is not appropriate for this 11th hour decision to happen, and most especially since you have shown such a deep care for our marine environment. So do the right thing for our community, the right
thank
thing for
you,
the
Mandy.
Fishermen. thing for all of us. Thank you.
We're down to our last 3 minutes, so I mean, I'm going to ask you to be concise. You can do it in a minute. We can get through.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Mayor.
And then back
Mayor.
Up a little.
Marla Jo Bruton, North Morro Bay. And I, first of all, want to thank this council and the city for supporting the cessation of the HUS testing. If I were in your seat, I would like that to be the last thing that's remembered about my council, not this. Not what you're trying to do tonight or what staff is having you do. We're asking you to table, do not make a decision tonight, and let this come forward in a more transparent way to the remaining city council that are on the board and the new incomers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rick?
Hello, Mr. Mayor. Rick Grantham. Hello, council and staff. Good to see everyone. I was here last time and I heard a man talk about how it was great we fixed some streets, but we neglected his neighborhood, which in his opinion was much worse than what was fixed. And I understand that you have a budget to work with, and we have to give our police competitive salaries, who are the lowest paid in the county. We have to give our fire competitive salaries, which is the lowest in the county. I understand all that. This is part of where that money comes from. This is part of where our emergency fund comes from. I'd like to congratulate our city attorney for hammering out a great deal. I know there's a lot of work that goes on between the council and the city attorney on working on these things.
To this than ever. But let me just make a couple quick points. I delivered letters to the council and the mayor by email earlier. This is for the city. That's the original. Now what you're doing here is you're taking new amendments, putting it in a modernization agreement, and that's totally absurd, and I don't know that it's the right thing to do. This thing needs to be tabled and thought given into this. The modernization, I don't know if you heard, but it was terminated. Now you're using undocketed decisions in your decision to do move forward in this. You're not telling people in this agreement that we're buying real estate. How can this happen? You're not telling people that we're not getting that $525,000 in this document that you published as a staff report, that we're buying that property. Where is the assessment on that property? Are you going to use a 2004 assessment to tell us that it's worth millions of dollars? Well, I don't buy that. My house was appraised for a whole lot of money 8 years ago, but it's not appraised at that now. If you're going to buy property, you have to get an up-to-date assessment on it. Now, I see you buying 2 acres of brownfield, so, you know, where is the assessment in this report? It's not there. And like I say, to use modernization, anything is wrong.
Thank you.
You guys, my time's not up.
Well, if you want to take their time away, I'm just asking.
Their time away. Let's get that very straight. I had lots of points. I did make them in these. I assume you all read these, and you'll take them under consideration. To do what you're doing really reflects poorly on you, Mr. Mayor, and anybody who votes for it. And I want to know if Mr. Lee can actually sit there. His restaurants are adjacent to this property, so does he have the right to sit and judge on this? You cut Noah Schmuckler out of this, and that just reflects who you people really are. This is wrong. The whole thing is wrong, and it will reflect on the council.
Thank you.
My name is Herschel Parker. I'm a resident of Morro Bay. I haven't been here in several years, but feel the need to come out tonight to say that months ago the citizens of Morro Bay elected a mayor and council members, and I appeal to you not to rush this vote. Let the new people come in and have a chance. Let all of the citizens of Morro Bay have a chance to review thoroughly all the issues. No one can absorb enough information to be happy about this in the very short time that you've given us. Someone said 11th hour. You know, there's a Shakespearean term, hugger mugger. It seems rushed through in a very unpleasant way. This is not a legacy that you outgoing members. It's not a legacy that you, Mr. Yates, as mayor, want to leave to the city. We need more time to consider this. Please don't vote this through tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Herschel. Hi.
My name is Dorothy Cutter. It's very inappropriate for you to be having this meeting 5 days before the new council is to be seated. So it's not fair to the people, it's not fair to the environment, and I guess I have to be very paranoid to think, and we should all be thinking, why are you doing this now?
Thank you. Okay, well, do you have this burning thing? After her, it's over. Good evening.
My name is Robin Cole, and I live on Juniper Avenue in Morro Bay. Mayor Yates and council members, I really respectfully urge you to postpone the resolution under discussion regarding the power plant. I just think there hasn't been enough time given to carefully consider this issue from all angles, environmental, economic, etc. A careful study of this decision and its impact on our city needs to be made, and this takes time. Many citizens have not become aware of the full impact of this resolution until just a few short days ago. Again, I urge each and every one of you to table this discussion to give citizens a chance.
Yeah. Owner, which is Dynegy at this time. What we have tonight is the outfall lease, which is an outfall lease that starts right about here and goes out towards the rock and then comes out towards the ocean right there. This is the area we're talking about. It also is not owned by fee by the city, but is entrusted to the city by the state and is part of the Tidelands Trust lease and is regulated and authorized under the state California regulations. Under the California state regulations, the value that they put on that is done by a linear land area, linear feet, which is 2,400 linear feet, and they times that by the diameter of the pipeline, and that's how they get to the value of that pipeline that should be the value of this lease. The value of that lease is $4,608 per year. You'll find that when we go through this document, the benefits to the city from this outfall lease are the highest in the state for the amount of land being taken, and that's by the California regulations. The first initial outfall agreement was entered into in 1954 and ran for 50 years. That agreement was for $50 in this building. That's all the city received until 2004 from the power plant for this outfall lease area. It was $50 in the Vets Hall. In 2004, the City Council entered into a lease agreement, and it also had to do with the modernization project that is now is primarily in is dead. Their permit has been revoked for that modernization project. The outfall lease that was entered into in 2004 was also for a 50-year period, but that lease agreement required that the power plant operate or reach new construction by 2012, November 15, 2012, or else the lease was terminated. They did not reach the new plant construction, so therefore the lease ended in November 15, 2012. I would say it's been approximately 2, maybe even 3 years ago that Dynegy approached us when they realized that they would not reach the new construction date, and wanted to amend the lease agreements to extend it past the 2012 date. I and council have met in closed session on numerous times and have been discussing the amendments to the outfall lease for the past 2 years. And recently, as recent as just 2 weeks ago, those negotiations were completed to the satisfaction of Dynergy and the City Council. Those terms provide for the lease to be extended till 2017, which is an additional 5 years. The outfall rent payment was previously $250. It will now have a 3% CPI increase and be $260,000 a year. There was not related at all to the outfall lease, but as part of the amendment to lease, there was a community development fund that was established. It has absolutely nothing to do with the lease, but has to do with other impacts from the power plant. And that lease payment, lease payment in the amendment to lease was for $525,000. That payment, though, does not occur in 2013. The first payment occurs in January of 2014, so there will not be a community development fund payment in 2013. The reason for that is based on direction from council. Since, I would say, 2000, going back even further than that, the city has attempted numerous times to obtain ownership of the Triangle property, which is a 2.4-acre piece of property just south of the power plant. We have never been able to get that property from Dynergy. The city has had many different planning ideas with that, and so it's always been part of the negotiation since I've been with the city. Instead of accepting the $525,000 payment in this year, the city instead negotiated for that 2.4 acres of property for the city. Now, the outfall lease does have a cancellation clause. The Dynergy is very concerned and most likely won't even make it through the 5 years, although they did want the 5 years. They do have an option to cancel this agreement every single year. If they do so by August 26th of this year, then no payments whatsoever will be received by the city, but the city would obtain the deeded Triangle property. Thereafter, every year, they will have to give notice by February of that year if they're going to cancel it the following year. So basically, this is a year-to-year agreement. The city will not get grant funding for improvement to those parks, and you need a 10-year lease. So they will grant us a 10-year lease to allow us to obtain grant funding. And there's also a parcel that's not on here on J Street in which we will obtain ownership of also. It's right next to the cement plant property. We'll also obtain a key property next to the Triangle property, next to Front Street there. There's another little parcel there that we'll obtain so that the Maritime Museum can move forward next to the Front Street parking lot. The agreement also allows for, once there is a cessation of operation, that a bike path somewhere within the property, it has not been designated yet, but there would be a east-west bike path access way somewhere in this property that the parties would agree to. If the parties cannot agree to it, the question was asked, how do you do that? In the amendment to lease, there are certain key provisions that are still applicable, even though there is no longer a modernization project going on. One of those keys is an arbitration clause, which explains exactly how that arbitration and decision would be made as to determine if there is any impasse with regards to this. There's also other key clauses in the original agreement that are still applicable. For example, upon the cessation of operation, we have 15 years in which we can buy it for $1 the entire property. So there's many other ones that are still applicable even without the modernization. The question was asked whether there had been the output of the kilowatt hours. Yes, there has been for each and every year. The city obtains that information. So they are still meeting their requirements and have not had a cessation of operation. The agreement also provides for initial seed money of $35,000 to go towards planning this property as to future uses. I've always been a big proponent that the city needs to begin planning now exactly what this property needs to be zoned as. It's currently zoned industrial, and the community needs to figure out what it will allow once the power plant ceases to operate. How much is commercial visitor, how much is, if any, is residential, how much is open space. That decision needs to be made and planned by the city so that anyone that wants to come in and try to redevelop it knows what it is. Right now it's zoned industrial and no one would want it as just industrial property. The agreement also provides for hazmat training for this facility of $40,000 per year. And then it also provides for reimbursement for the cost of negotiating this agreement and to do a phase one study on this property. Any remediation that's necessary on the 2.4 acres we are obtaining would still be the responsibility of both PG&E and Dynegy. We will do a phase one before we take over ownership of it and make sure there isn't any issues that need to be cleaned up, and if so, they will be cleaned up. I think that is all. It will provide the city with the additional income. I will say that by not approving this agreement, I don't know what the outcome of that would be if more time was granted, whether Dynegy would continue. I know they've gone back and forth whether to even enter into this agreement. I cannot guarantee you we would obtain the Triangle property or the other benefits. Whether they continue on past August is unknown. They still don't have a contract with a third party. They certainly do not have, at least from what I understand and know about it, is they do not have very long, and be surprised if they last the entire 5 years of this agreement extension. But it does provide the city valuable real estate in the short term by signing this agreement. With that, I'll turn it back over to the council.
Thank you. Questions? George? Well, back to you, Helen. Oh, Noah. Sorry, Noah. Forgot about you.
You ready?
Yep. Do you have questions for Rob?
Yes, I do.
Go.
Yes, Rob, if you could speak a little more to the legality of this agreement. There was the discussion about an amendment to a modernization agreement. If you could speak to that, please.
Yeah, as I said, there is an agreement to lease, and there was an outfall lease that dealt just with the payment for the outfall lease, and that's being amended, and also the agreement to lease is being amended. And although there are certain clauses absolutely that have expired in that agreement to lease, there's still very many valuable clauses in that. So the entire agreement hasn't lapsed. Only as to the modernization, absolutely, I don't think there's any dispute as to the fact that the modernization project isn't going forward. For example, there's a clause in there that says that when they reach operation, they were going to give us a one lump sum payment, a $4,000 payment of the $35,000.
Okay. And with the fire protection payments, if you could briefly describe what our the historical payment has been, and speak to why specifically they weren't willing to include that in the 2013 year.
Sure. And I said hazmat, and I know if Mike Pond was here, he would correct me. It's not for hazmat. It's for confined space.
Correct.
Yes, it's for confined space. They had historically, the power plant operator had historically paid the city between $20,000 and $35,000, up until about 6 or 7 years ago. It was not part of the 2004 agreement, so they have not paid any amount for confined space training, which is very important for the fire department. So that was part of the a negotiating clause that the city council wanted in there, was to obtain that confined space training again. But they weren't able to meet any more payments in this year, so they did not commit to that payment in 2013, but said if they don't cancel by this August, then they would pay that for 2014.
Okay. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Okay, I want to start with comments. Who would like to go first? Well, I'm supportive of this. We've been working on this for 2 years. I don't think a month has gone past that we've been closed session. It's a real estate transaction, and that's the appropriate place for it, that we haven't discussed this. Rob has had his marching orders from us on the negotiations. He's done a fabulous job on our behalf. It's come forward. I'm pretty sure we were talking about the triangle piece in 1997 when I was mayor then. So Rob said 2000. I'm going to go back 15 years. We've been working at that. And other than Harbor Festival, when they opened it up for the exhibitors this past summer, was the first time that we ever had access to it. It's clearly, it's 2.4 acres. It could be argued whether it's waterfront land or not waterfront land, but it's down there. It's very, very valuable land. I think they weren't willing to come up with the $500,000. I think it's great that we can grab that. That's our ownership. That's a big piece of property. So I've heard you, and I've read your emails and hear your concerns, but I am all for this. So, Nancy?
I would agree with our mayor. We've been working on this for as long as I can remember, at least the 2 years that I've been on city council, and before that when I was on planning commission. It's not new. It's not rushed through. It's been a great deal of work. And just a comment in terms of doing this now before the new council takes place. This council, including Noah, who's with us over the phone, has a lot of background and a lot of information about how this has gone on, and we have a history with it. It would not really be fair to saddle a brand new council with that when they don't have the background and the history in terms of what has gone on with this. And once again, it's nothing new. It's something we've worked on for very hard for a very long time, and I personally would like to thank our city attorney for doing such a good job of following our wishes.
Carl? George? Noah?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for allowing me to call in. If this were a close vote, I would be voting yes for a number of reasons. One is we need the money, and this is definitely better than nothing. Two, the plant is not going to be operating very likely into the future, and this is our last bite at this apple. And three, the significant property benefits that are here that have been listed and discussed. But that said, I have strong concerns, and I'm frustrated by the haste of this process, and I think that the points that were raised by the public tonight and through email and phone calls are warranted, and that we are in this haste creating additional risk for the community. There are some things that I think would benefit with further vetting to make sure that they're in our benefit and they can be depended on. And then two, I have raised multiple additional options that I felt were going to benefit the community and should be on the table in the discussions and negotiations with the company that were not supported. And to bring the community in, and the participation is increased to develop a plan that transitions us to the new future. And I'm looking forward to working with the Harbor Advisory Board and the new council and others to begin that process again, as the Harbor Advisory Board has requested.
Thank you, Noah. I don't know how you know it's not going to be a close vote, but we'll take you at your word there. I will move approve resolution 59-12. May I hear a second?
Second.
Discussion. George? Okay. Discussion? Do you have any discussion, Noah?
No.
Okay, roll call, please.
Councilmember Smuckler?
No.
Councilmember League?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Borchardt?
Yes.
Mayor Yates?
Yes. Motion carries 4-0. 4-1, excuse me. Sorry, Noah.
4-1.
Any closing comments by anybody? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the December 5th, 2012 meeting of the Morro Bay Planning Commission. Let the record show that all the commissioners are present, and we'll call the meeting to order, and we'll start off with a moment of silence, please. Thank you very much. We'll be led in our Pledge of Allegiance tonight by Hank Roth from our Chamber of Commerce.
Please stand with me and face the flag of our nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Hank. Planning Commissioner announcements. Jessica, you want to start? You got anything?
Sure. On my usual middle school choir thing, there's a choir concert next week at the PAC at Cal Poly, so now's the time to get your tickets.
Paul?
Nothing here.
Mr. Fennessy.
Thank you. Yes, this Saturday at 11:30 is the dedication of the new fire department building. 11:30, and then from noon to 2 is lunch, and then tour of the new station. So I encourage everybody to come out and support that.
Mr. Solu.
Yes, just a couple things. One, wishing everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and happy Hanukkah for those that are celebrating it. I also would like to just recognize a citizen that's kind of under the weather, Jack Barrett. Keep your thoughts with him. For those that know him, he's done a lot in this community, and he was the president of the chamber for a while. I don't want to take any thunder away, but I heard a great rumor that we're also having a new CEO next year, or I'm sorry, new president of the chamber board, Susan Stewart. Thank you, and good luck to you, and looking forward to your wisdom. Thanks.
Thank you. And then the boat parade is this Saturday at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
Did you want to say anything about that?
No.
Okay. 6 o'clock. It's always a lot of fun. It's always a nice family event. And some of these people really outdo themselves. And so if you're not doing anything, come on down. If you're confined to the house, it's on TV at live, so on Channel 20. Thanks to AGP. We appreciate it. The other thing is we had a very successful Thanksgiving community dinner. We served 551 meals, had live entertainment the whole time. It was just great. Thanks, Albertsons, Mission Linen. Gosh, I shouldn't have started, huh? Yeah, well, of course, it was an event done by the Morro Bay Police Officers Association and the Morro Bay Rotary Club. But Cookie Crock and Mission Linen and, like I say, Albertsons and Carla's Kitchen and others made the event possible. Just want to thank them one more time. Okay, so public comment time. Does anybody here want to come up and talk about anything other than what's on the agenda for tonight? Seeing none, we'll bring it back. And we'll entertain a motion for
over the base height for that zoning district. So we will re-notice the project that it is going to be over height and hear this one in January. So we request that the commission open the public hearing and take any testimony. then close the public hearing and continue the item to the next regularly scheduled Planning Commission meeting, which will be January 16th, 2012.
Okay, thanks.
That concludes my staff report.
Thank you. Any questions for staff? How high above the limit was it?
8 3/4 inches.
Okay. All right. So we will open up B1 as a public hearing. Is there anyone that would like to speak on this item? And seeing none, we'll close the public hearing and bring it back. And we will continue it at the which meeting?
We request that you continue it to the January 16th meeting. For,
okay. Do you need a vote on that or anything? Or?
Yes, we would appreciate all those in favor of a kind of vote.
I would move that we continue B1 to the meeting that Rob just mentioned. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? None. Okay, you got that. Okay, B2, Mary, I think you're going to guide us through that.
Yes. Am I on? Mr.
I'm sorry, Jessica has a conflict in this particular item and will not be able to vote on it, so she'll excuse herself.
Mr. Chair, members of the Planning Commission, the applicant, Chevron Environmental Management Company, better known as Chevron, is requesting a coastal development permit to remove the remaining underground pipelines, remove some circular concrete tank pads, demolish an underground concrete clarifier, and remove miscellaneous wood debris and concrete rubble at the former Morro Bay, Texaco Morro Bay sales terminal, and that's located at 3072 North Main Street. Let's go to the next one. There's a on the slide you'll see that there's a general location of where this is. The property is zoned R3 PDSP, which means that it has a potential to be developed into multi-family residential with a plan development and a specific plan. Here's a better location. Main Street, along here. This is Del Mar School. The park is located right here. But as you can tell, the property is pretty much cleared. It does have some riparian habitat, which is along Alvapahal Creek, which runs along in this general vicinity. And then there's some small scattered vegetation along this area. Here's some photographs. Here's a picture that shows the school and Morro Rock, just to give you an idea of what the property looks like. There's the Alvapahal Creek corridor, and I want to point out that there is a fence along here. And then here's a picture of Del Mar Park. The removal, just briefly, this is a removal schedule that kind of gives you an idea. There's about, 4,500 linear feet of pipeline that needs to be removed. Some of it contains oily water. There's two pipelines that have asbestos associated with them, as you can see right here. And then again, there's a clay pipeline and a concrete a concrete clarifier that needs to be removed, some wood, and then some just miscellaneous debris on the property. Estimated truck trips associated with the cleanup. The cleanup is being scheduled during the summer months around the school schedule because there is hazardous materials on site, and Chevron wants to make sure that there won't be any issues or any effects to the children that are at the school. So they're not going to start construction until school is out. And then they plan on completing, actually it's not really construction, it's more like remediation, removal of all the pipelines and the debris. And they're planning on having this completed before school starts. Truck trips associated with this, there's approximately 1,289 truck trips. 1,289 tons of material that needs to be removed and approximately 85 truck trips. So there will be some stockpiling on the site as they remove the pipes. They will stockpile them. When they get enough of them, they'll put them on a truck and they'll send them out to the appropriate landfill. An environmental evaluation occurred where there are mitigation measures that are attached as conditions of approval include, and I'm just going to briefly run through these, air quality, biological resources, of course, some riparian habitat protection is needed, cultural resources, standard mitigation for that. Hazardous materials, again, it does create a hazard, but it is very mitigable, and APCD will permit this. Noise, there will be some limited construction noise, and since construction is going to occur during standard daylight hours, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and that's consistent with our noise ordinance. Again, we have to make mandatory findings of significance. In your packet is a signed agreement by the applicant to incorporate all the mitigation measures that were specified in the mitigation plan that was attached to the mitigated negative declaration. And so they have incorporated those into their project, therefore reducing impacts to insignificance. So in conclusion, the proposed project is consistent with the city's objective of removing impediments to sound planning. They're going to be taking out these pipes and making the property so that it can be developed at a future date. The project appears to be consistent with the general plan, local coastal plan, goals, policies, and implementation measures. There's no modifications or accepted to city development requirements that are being proposed. And the applicant, again, is going to incorporate the environmental mitigation measures. And we also have some conditions of approval that we have attached to the staff report. And there's three I'd like to bring to your attention. One has to do with the request to provide a liaison to the City of Morro Bay so that this liaison can weekly communicate what's going on the project and verify through a weekly monitoring report that the mitigation measures and conditions of approval have been met. The other condition is one that says that if the project is not completed before school starts, then all hazardous type related activities would cease immediately, and then the remainder of the cleanup would occur the following summer. And this is to protect the children at the school. And the third, I got to look at my staff report. I forgot what it was. I thought I had it memorized. Oh, the third was it's kind of a combo. We are requesting that they show proof that they have paid all other county, state, and any federal fees that they have to pay and show proof of that before they get any kind of building permit or grading permit. So we're requesting that our staff is recommending that the Planning Commission conditionally approve the proposed project. I have on the first page of the staff report two motions that need to be made. One is to approve and certify the mitigated negative declaration, and the other one is to approve the coastal development permit, CPO-301, for the removal and disposal of a series of remnant oil terminal facilities as described in the project description. And that completes my report, and I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mary. Great job, as always. Appreciate it. Anything for Mary on this end?
John.
Paul.
Can you tell us a little bit about the protection of the creek? Isn't there? I see that there's a pipe that goes off into the creek.
Yes, the mitigated negative declaration covered all of the pipelines that were involved in the removal and remediation on the site. There's one small water pipeline that runs into Alva Paul Creek. Let's see if I can get that back here. The creek runs along here. There's a small pipeline that goes on the other side of this fence. You can see the fence here. And it goes into jurisdictional waters, which are under the jurisdiction of the Army Corps of Engineers, the Regional Water Quality Control Board, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the California Department of Fish and Game. Those are permits that have to be obtained before this small piece of pipeline can be removed. So in the process of evaluation, Chevron has requested that they not remove that, that they cut it off at the fence line. So they would cut that pipe right here, somewhere along this fence line. And then proceed with removal of this at a later phase. So there would just be a small piece of pipe that, that would not be removed in the whole remediation project. The mitigation...
Getting the staff report prepared and getting this project ready for hearing. Chevron's looking forward to completing the work next year, next summer. So if you have any questions...
All right. Thank you very much. Anybody else like to speak on this? Just one. Okay. Then we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commission. And as I stated earlier, Jessica has excused herself because of her possible involvement in this project. So, Mr. Fennessy, we'll start with you.
I have no comments.
Okay. Mr. Silva.
Well, the only comment I have is that that's probably one of the wows coming in. I don't know what else you can ask for from a description of starting the project to everything that the surrounding area could be concerned about. I mean, covering everything from A to Z, and basically saying that they're going to take care of everything. So we appreciate Chevron's help in getting this cleaned up, and we appreciate Chevron's help in making sure all the kids in the area stay safe. And even addressing that issue, addressing the cultural issue, it's like a no-brainer to me.
Okay. My only question is there anything else in the ground that is a precursor to development other than what you're requesting to take out? Is there anything else down there that needs to come out, or is this everything?
Yes, Eric Snelling again. This is just one part of Chevron's decommissioning remediation activities on the site. There has been some previous remediation completed on site back in the 1980s. Chevron right now is considering options for potential reuse on the site, and the decision on what reuse might redevelopment might occur on the site will help guide the level of any additional cleanup that would be necessary. So we're still in the planning phases as far as a potential reuse project on the site. And there's three groundwater monitoring wells that are on the site that were requested by the Regional Water Quality Control Board. And I was looking in, there was an underground storage tank located there that's been removed. Right now, we have a request in with the Water Board to receive a no further action status with terms to groundwater quality. And if so, we'll take out those groundwater monitoring wells. That might be a later step that I can foresee. But I can't really comment on the full extent of remediation that's going to be driven by land use alternatives discussion.
Have you identified the leaky pipe areas and estimated how much soil is going to have to be pulled out of there and removed and remediated?
Right. Yeah, when we completed some geophysical work and some potholing at the site when we were determining the scope of this work, and we took soil samples at that time. So we plan to take additional soil samples as we take out the pipe. And if we identify any additional areas of concern, we'll take samples of that and determine whether additional cleanup would be necessary. So it will go into the database of the soil conditions there on the site, and
all right,
we'll plug
thanks.
That into our plans.
Thank you.
Okay.
Paul, anything?
Well, I agree with John that the mitigated negative deck has covered all the bases. And I see no reason why not to support this project.
Okay, then I'll entertain a motion.
And just remember, it has to be A and B.
I'll go ahead and make the motion, yes. First, to approve and certify the mitigated negative deck, and also to approve the CDP permit 301, as well as the staff findings attached as Exhibit A and the conditions of approval attached as Exhibit B. Is that sufficient, Mary? Okay.
I'll second it just with a small correction, CPO 301. I think you said COP or something. So CPO 301. And
thank
I'll second that. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Motion passes 4-0. Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys coming out. We can get Jessica to come back and join us. Hey, welcome back. Okay, so we'll move to C1. In
meetings per month.
All right, thanks, Rob. We have no new business, and any future agenda items on this end?
Nope.
Okay.
Nothing here.
Anything here?
No.
Very good, then. Then we'll adjourn until January 16th. Hope everybody has a great holiday. Enjoy. Shop Morro Bay. Go to the boat parade. Have fun. Thanks.